Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of 1 Samuel. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
The most talented in the choir is the one that causes the most trouble in the choir. Let me tell you something. You can put together a dream team, and your dream team will turn into a nightmare team. But you can go and get some bench warmers and teach them, and you have the best church in the world. I ain't trying to go out there and get the most talented person. I done learned my lesson. Amen. Amen. I'll never forget when we first started the church, but when I found out that person could sing and this one, oh, I was calling them the next day. Yeah, I'm calling, coming over, trying to, you know, let them know what we're getting ready to do, and we got a spot right there for you. Amen. Oh, boy, I was inviting them in. After a couple of months, I was trying to see, could I invite them out? Oh, man. I see why. See, if a person is running from another church, see, it's one thing for a person to be running to you, but you can. I need to find out why you're running. You know, what you running from. And your past ain't trying to get you back. I mean, you this talented, and your pastor ain't trying to get you back. Something is wrong with that picture. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. Y'all got your serious thinking cap on this evening. All right, but look at verse number 11. Okay, we already looked at verse number 11. Verse 12. And he sent and brought him, and now he was ruddy and with all a beautiful countenance and a goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Now, did you notice how God was working in Samuel's life? Even when David came in there, Samuel still had to wait for the Lord to say, now that's him. That's him. Listen. Wait for the unction of the Spirit. There's something when you meet people that goes off in your spirit. Don't overlook first impressions. Don't overlook. A lot of times we kind of try to overlook first impressions. But something goes off in your spirit when you meet people. Something goes off. Something go off. Most of the time, there's something happening in the spirit world. Have you ever noticed that two alcoholics can go to the same church, they are strangers, but all of a sudden their spirit connect? It won't be long before they two spirits connect. Huh? Uh-huh. Yeah. See, a man can look at a woman and he can sense something. Don't y'all say amen too loud. Amen. And a lady can look at a man and she can show sense something. But don't run past your senses. Hello, somebody? Don't run past your senses. Don't let your flesh outrun your mind. Hello, somebody. Let me move on a little further. I said I won't know. I was going to try to make sure I didn't let this go down to a singles ministry tonight. Let's go a little bit further. Hey, but there's so much material here. It really is so much. Boy, I tell you, this is a lot of material here on how to choose a man. Let me go on a little bit further. Let me go on a little bit further. Amen. Amen. I hope y'all getting this, though, on Wednesday night. You know, if you come to Bible Way every Wednesday night, you really don't need no singles conference. All this information we've been giving you, I had Brother King and Sister King to lay down up there on the stage to illustrate. Hello, somebody. It don't get no better than that. I don't have Ruth and Boaz hooked up. Amen. When you start uncovering the sheets and stuff and pulling the sheets on somebody's toes and stuff. Y'all remember that? Man, that's singles conference material. Let me go on a little bit further. All right. But David here, Samuel anoints David. And notice what happened. Notice something that happened. And Samuel took the horn of the oil, anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. So Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Notice, they're all points of contact. The oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think anything happened when a person get baptized? Do you think anything spiritual happened other than just that person done got wet for the day? Do anything happen? Is there any spiritual ramification? I think if you really serious in your heart that you have dedicated your life to the Lord, I believe that there is a special anointing that goes with that. I believe that when even you dedicate children to the Lord and that oil, that preacher pulled that oil out and put that oil on that child, I think that God superintends and watches over that child in a special way. Yeah. In other words, what I'm trying to get you to see, don't take these ceremonies lightly. I think something supernatural happens on those things. I really do. Amen. Amen. But notice, verse number 14, it says, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. We move now from an obedient son, and we'll see David as a humble servant. So God done gave David the Holy Spirit. God now done took away the Spirit of the Lord from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Look, somebody find Psalms 51. Psalms 51. Oh, she got it. Psalms 51 and I believe Psalm 51 and 7. What do that say?
It says, purge me with heifers, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Next verse.
Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Okay, verse 11.
Cast me not away from thy presence, Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
All right. Why did David say, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me?
Because he has sinned against the Lord.
Huh? He remembered what happened to Saul. Listen, listen. Whenever you get a position in the church, find out what happened to the what happened to create that position. Find out what happened to create that position. Because God is going to use that to let you know that if you don't obey, the same thing going to happen to you, but even worse. Did y'all hear me? Amen. 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 All right. All right. So we can see why David prayed that prayer is because he saw that God had took away the Holy Spirit from Saul and gave Saul an evil spirit. Now notice this. Notice this now. The Bible says here in verse 16, verse 15, and Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubled thee. How was they on point with that? I'm getting ready to mess with somebody theology in just a minute here. Notice they was right on point with that. They said an evil spirit from the Lord is messing with you, Saul. That's your problem. It's an evil spirit is messing with you. Today, when we see people done slipped in the Lord, and a person make that kind of statement, they'll say that something is wrong with the other person. They don't like me. They talking about I got a demon. You do. But we don't want to say that. One of the reasons we won't say it is because we got bad theology. We say, well, because I'm saved, then no demon can mess with a believer. And sure enough, you can't be possessed if you got the Holy Ghost. Hello, somebody. I told you I'm messing with your theology. I know I was messing with your theology. Let me ask you something. In a house, how many, let's say you got a house with 10 rooms, how many people can stay in that house? Huh? On Sunday, you can invite a lot of people over for Sunday dinner. Particularly when you can cook as good as Sister Robinson here. That house will be full. Spirits are like spaceless. They don't really even, I mean, you can put a zillion different spirits in this room here. See, people often say, an evil spirit can't dwell in the same house with a good spirit. Watch this now. In God's mind, besides the good angels, everybody out there is evil. He dwelling in you, and you sin every day. That blowed away our theology right there. Your spirit is evil. Yeah. See, the Bible say, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. Today, let me help somebody. Today, do a Christian lose the Holy Ghost? Will the Holy Ghost leave a Christian today? Let's go over to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter, let's see here, 5. Let's see. Ephesians chapter 4, I'm sorry. All right. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 26 and 27. And then I want to look at verse number 29 and 30. It tells us in verse 26 and 27, be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place. And that word place means occupancy to the devil. Now we're talking to Christians. Don't let the devil come in. See, mama and them used to say, ain't nothing wrong with that boy, but the devil is in it. Sister Morrison, you remember they used to talk like that? Ain't nothing wrong with her, she just got the devil in her. We don't want to talk like that today. We talk in terms of she needs some counseling. She needs some therapy. She needs to go see the shrink. Hello, somebody. Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to go to no shrink. Why? I ain't got no insurance. Well, mama and them didn't need no insurance. They used to bring you up on the mourner's bench, and they gonna pray that devil out of you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But notice now, the Holy Spirit don't leave you. Verse 29. And 30, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to be used of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until how long? Until the next time you sin. Is that what it said? Till the next Sunday, until you make it to church on Sunday. Until that day of redemption, until Jesus come back and get your body. You are sealed. The Holy Spirit stays right there. But, you can render him inoperative. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. How do you grieve the Holy Spirit? You can grieve the Holy Spirit when you let the flesh, sin, the world, the devil have their way, but you won't let the Holy Ghost have his way. Yeah, you grieve. You letting everybody else have their way, but you won't let the Holy Ghost have his way. You grieve the Holy Spirit. He's got to stay inside his house, and you done put him in a corner and won't let him have his way. Done locked him up in the closet in the house rather than letting him have full reign of the house. Do y'all ever think about when you are watching bad stuff on television, how the Holy Ghost feels? I mean, because you're bringing the Holy Ghost right there to watch that with you. Hello, somebody. You didn't think about that. Yet and still, when you done invited your boyfriend over. Oh, my goodness. Let me leave that alone. I said I wasn't on top singles tonight, didn't I? So let's leave that alone. Amen. But I know y'all, our singles here behaving, they say. I'm just talking about them that you know. Amen. All right, the humble servants. David was a humble servant. God took the spirit away from Saul. The evil spirit came upon Saul. And notice, they said, now notice, they diagnosed the problem right, didn't they? They said it's an evil spirit that's on Saul. They diagnosed it right, but did they give the right solution? Look at the proposal for the right solution. They said, verse 16 of chapter 16, let our Lord now command the servants which are before thee to seek out a man who is cunning player of the harp. And it shall come to pass when the evil spirit from God is upon thee that he shall play with his hand and thou shall be well. And Saul said unto his servant, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. They said, what you need some music. Now I want you to notice something here. They recognize the power of music. Do we really recognize the power in music? Spirits love music. God is a spirit. He loves music. Do you know how to call spirits? It's just like, you know, if I want to call Brother Charles, I call, hey, Brother Charles. Do you know how to call spirits? Do you know how to even call the Holy Spirit? Sing good songs. Start singing songs. Ephesians 5:18 tells us to sing, make melody in our heart unto the Lord, and you'll see the Spirit come. Godly songs brings godly spirits, the good angels. Worldly songs attract demonic spirits. If you want to break a person down, why do you see folks crying on Sunday here when Brother Winston and them be playing that music? It's because Brother Winston know really how to play it. Do he be, is he really be going to town up on that keyboard? It's a spirit, isn't it? It's a spirit that's working and you can feel it. Man, sometimes I be wanting to just jump up and dance, you know. Yeah.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.